The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One of the things I like to do when I visit the Haitian countryside is to go on big day-long walkabouts. I remember one walking journey I made with two of my very best friends. We trudged up and down mountains, checking out farms and gardens, water sources and schools, stopping to visit people they knew, sitting in courtyards, playing with babies, and answering pointed questions. It was unusual for a white person to show up in these places, and even more unusual for it to be a white person people could talk to, a white person who arrived on foot and would accept a drink of water. I was concentrating on the ankle-busting configuration of rocks and gullies on the steep, dusty switchback we were climbing when my friends asked me a question and weren't going to let me off the hook until I answered it. No matter where we take you, no matter what you see, everything you say is positive and encouraging. You never tell people how to do things better. You never tell people what they're doing wrong. I explained how, when you're a foreigner, you see all kinds of things you're not used to and things you wish were different. But with so many things you don't understand, it's rude to tell people to change. They didn't buy it. You're holding part of yourself back, they challenged, if you don't talk about what you don't like. We had quite a ways to go before we got home. Do you know what a piñata is? I asked. They didn't, so that took some explaining. Then I could say, the thing that's hardest for me when I'm here, the thing I truly don't like, is the way I feel like a piñata all the time. They were interested. People take one look at me and know it's worth the trouble to sidle over and give me a poke, just to see if something good might fall out and land on their head. Friends and strangers alike take me aside. They're hungry. They need medicine, a job, a wheelbarrow, a loan to start a business. Sometimes they send their kids or get someone to write a letter. They'd be crazy not to try. They'd be lazy not to try. Even if it's humiliating, people ask, as if humiliation is just another form of work, a type of risk-taking. In order to make something good fall on your head, you have to whack the piñata. They laugh because they know I'm right. They've both done this to me themselves. It's hard to know how to respond. It's absurd for me to say I'm not rich, but I can't help everybody, nor should I. People don't always tell me the whole truth. I don't want to be unkind. It's tiresome. The way that's part of every new situation. People check me out. They see a piñata. My friends are looking concerned, like they should help me with this problem somehow. But they can't. People don't know they're making me feel like a piñata, because they're just doing what everybody always does. Push on every opportunity in case there's another opportunity behind it. But when everybody knows everybody, what people have, what people need, and everybody is always nudging everybody else, it's a whole system, and it's balanced. I show up, I'm a piñata. My friends seem surprised that I would be aware of all this. Over time, my connections with some people deepen. Then I'm drawn into webs of familial obligations, baptisms, school fees, funerals, secrets. I am many things to many people, but one of the things that I will always be is a piñata. I don't like that, but I don't see how it would ever change. How did you get to be so Haitian? They asked. I have eyes, I said, and ears, and I'm not dead. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.